This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. If you read the history of modern India, you'll find it's dominated by one glamorous dynasty. It's a political dynasty made up of the descendants of Nehru, the founding father of independent India, and his daughter, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, who was assassinated in 1984. By the way, they're not related to Mahatma Gandhi. The family runs India's Congress Party, which heads the coalition government and is now battling to stay in power. Voting begins later this week in India's general election, so the family's campaigning throughout the country. But, as NPR's Philip Rees reports, there's a family feud.
Rahul Gandhi is smiling and waving. He's clad in dazzling white and is standing on a small stage festooned in the party colours. Below him, there's a large crowd of people fanning themselves against the hot, damp air wafting in from the Arabian Sea. Most are men, rough-hewn fishermen and farmers who've trudged in through the surrounding palm groves to see this superstar from India's first family.
And it is our belief that if this country is to move forward and if it is to progress, then we can leave nobody behind.
Rahul has come to a town called Kayankulam. It's in the state of Kerala, a stretch of lush, tropical land and lagoons that runs along India's south coast. The state is governed by a coalition led by communists. Rahul's hoping he can take a chunk out of the communist vote. Rahul's mother, Sonia, is the power behind the Congress Party and the current central government. Many believe she's grooming Rahul as a future prime minister. Some think his more charismatic sister, Priyanka, will also rule one day. As Rahul addresses the crowd through a translator, he seems mild-mannered and remote.
I, for my part, will do whatever I can to increase the number of youngsters who are entering politics and to make sure that young, fresh faces come through.
While Rahul was on the stump, Indians were waiting to discover if their Supreme Court would let Rahul's cousin out of jail. That cousin is 29-year-old Varun Gandhi. Like Rahul, Varun is a grandson of Indira Gandhi. And, like Rahul, Varun has big political ambitions. That's pretty much all the two young men have in common. Varun's branch of the family became estranged from the dynasty shortly after Varun's father, Sanjay Gandhi, died in an air crash nearly 30 years ago. This is what landed Varun Gandhi behind bars. It's a video of him making a campaign speech last month. He's trying to get elected to parliament as a member of the biggest opposition party, the Hindu nationalist BJP. On the video, you hear him threatening to cut off the hands of anyone who dares harm Hindus and making derogatory remarks about Muslims. It caused an outcry. Varun was widely accused of trying to stir up communal strife between Hindus and Muslims. Varun claims the video was doctored. The election officials who examined it didn't agree, and so his denials haven't done much to dampen the uproar.
It is terrible, it is dangerous, and interestingly, Varun Gandhi's speech was condemned by all sections of society. It was hardly anything to do with the Muslims. It was just a very ugly, non-secular speech, which is still not acceptable in India.
Seema Mustafa's editor of the political magazine Covert.
I think it was a stunt. I think he wanted the headlines. And some people in politics don't care where that headline comes from. And he's suddenly been embraced by a party and he's a taller leader than he ever was.
Not long after the speech, Varun was jailed and charged with offences under India's National Security Act. These charges were not from the central government, but the state where he's running, Uttar Pradesh. Yesterday, Varun's lawyers asked India's Supreme Court to order his release. The court hasn't ruled yet, but it looks like it'll agree on one condition. Varun will have to promise not to make any more provocative speeches. That promise would certainly be welcomed by Shabir Khan. He's 23, he's just graduated from med school, and he happens to be a Muslim. Like a lot of young, educated Indians, Khan's fed up with India's politicians whipping up communal tensions in the hope of securing votes.
There's a certain section, I feel, of the society in India that was still, are led by religion. They don't believe in, all religions are equal and, we should get over it. Get over the fact, don't just base everything on religion.
That's why Khan thinks Varun Gandhi is one member of India's first family who should not be allowed to rule. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Cochin.